This is a Red Barn Radio encore performance. From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents an evening with the Local Honeys, coming up on Red Barn Radio. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. The Paducah Visitors Bureau, Paducah, Kentucky, a UNESCO creative city of crafts and folk art, connects you to your creativity. Visit online at paducah.travel. Welcome the host of Red Barn Radio, Brad Becker.
All right, welcome one and all to Red Barn Radio. Tonight our guests are the Local Honeys. This evening they are playing number tunes from their new CD called Little Girls Acting Like Men. We'll talk about what that means. So great to have you guys here. Linda Jean Stokely is playing violin and guitar, and Montana Hobbs is playing banjo. I would like to go back to the time when you weren't playing music, Montana. Was there a time?
Yeah, not too long ago, actually.
Montana Hobbs.
Didn't start playing the banjo and this vein of music, traditional music, until I got to college. And I was several years into college, actually, when I decided, you know what, I don't think I do want to be a veterinarian.
And so that was where you were headed.
Yeah, and I hit biology like a brick wall, three times. I hit it three times, and I actually shadowed a veterinarian back home that was a family friend. I said, you know, I don't think this is for me. I don't think I really want to do this. I went through the registrar, and I picked what looked like fun. And so I took horseback riding class. I've had horses my whole life. I know how to ride horses. I took a photography class, and I took three-finger banjo lessons from Raymond McLean. I didn't know who Raymond McLean was at the time. And I didn't know how a banjo was tuned. I didn't know how to put picks on. I didn't know anything. We started from absolute scratch. From there, I took lessons from just about everybody that played the banjo at the Kentucky Center for Traditional Music. Miss Sarah Wood, Nathan Kaiser, Jesse Wells. I studied a lot under Jesse Wells, and he was kind of a huge mentor to me. Show me how to tame this thing.
Sally, my dear, it's you I'd be kissing. Oh, Sally, my dear, it's you I'd be kissing. She smiled and replied, you don't know what you're missing. And you'd say I'd misled you. If all young men were hares on the mountain, if all young men bushes. If all young men were fish in the water, if all young men were fish in the water, how many young girls would undress and dive after? Frisking and fooling, but the young men are given to frisking and fooling. I'll leave them alone and attend to my schooling.
You were really 19 when you started?
I was about 20. Yeah, 20 or 21 or something like that. And I'll be 25 here soon, so.
A lot of people who are 20 years old who are interested in music feel like they've already passed that point when they can start playing.
I guess that didn't really cross my mind. I guess I just thought it was an easy A. Honestly, I thought, oh, well, surely they can't fail me at that. And they never did. And they never did. So, and they eventually gave me a degree.
Linda Jean, how about you? Were you a young player, like when you were in elementary school, were you starting to play music?
Yeah, I started playing music at a really early age. My father passed away when I was 8. And after that, it kind of really shook me. My whole life turned upside down. And the one thing that really helped me was my mom had enough sense to start putting instruments in my hand, because I'd always expressed, I sang constantly, like I never shut up. I guess I don't still. I would.
Linda Jean Stokely.
I always wanted to play music, and so my mom finally broke down and bought me a really nice drum set. So I had this awesome like little pearl kit. It was so cool. And I didn't practice my drums all the time, so she said, never again am I buying you a nice instrument. So she got me this little box that turns out it's a guitar. It's like a toy. And I played that for 2 years and took lessons on it. My mom bought it at a yard sale for like $5.
A plastic thing? Was it plastic?
No, it's... I saved up and bought myself a Telecaster when I was 10.
Oh, all right.
I saved up for like 2 years to buy myself a Telecaster. And I still play that thing, too. The same ones. When I got to Moorhead, I was going in to study jazz bass, because I was really into playing bass at that point. I heard this man named Jesse Wells play the fiddle. I asked him after the class, I said, will you just sort of teach me how to do that? So I've been taking lessons with Jesse Wells since I was 18. So I started playing the fiddle when I got into college, but I never picked up the monster until then. And it just sort of consumed my whole life. Because you can't play fiddle and do other things with your life. Like, if you want to be an old-time fiddler, you have to know 1,000 tunes that are really obscure that nobody's ever heard. It's really a task. So you got to be able to whip out any tune at any time.
You piss in my boot and you tell me it's rain. You smell like money only in your recline. Top off that sludge pond, run black through our sinks. Heavy on the corn when we fill up our drinks. Dig out our coal, turn it into cash. Starve out our homelands, but keep your wallets fat. Shake down our houses with your big old drag lines and bury our families deep in their mines. Why not plant cigarette trees? They'd burn faster than you'd log these. Fill up them valleys, slurry them streams, but big old king cold, won't you lose any sleep? Thank you.
that big old mountain with your broad form D. Kill animal and human, every plant and herb. You can't help but leave the sky. We can still flip you the bird. What will we do with no mountains to climb? And you disappear and you shut down the mines. Pray God gives you mercy to the place you should dwell. You don't burn like coal when you're sentenced to hell. Why not plant cigarette trees? They'd burn faster than you long these. Fill up them valleys, slurry them streams. But big old King Cole, don't you lose any sleep. Cookie tunes sound really easy, but they're not. They've got like these little like quirky things that make them so specific to the areas. It's too much to even think about, really. It's crazy. Like Kentucky fiddling is different than North Carolina fiddling, and East Tennessee and Virginia and West Virginia fiddling. And when you play the fiddle, you gotta have a lot of determination. Jesse always told me, he said, it's like a little kid. Like sometimes they're just gonna be just brats, and you. But you gotta love them anyways. You gotta still love them and put so much effort into them. And so that's what I've been doing for the past few years, driving myself crazy.
So do you play strictly straight tunes, or do you do some crooked tunes too with some different tunings?
I love crooked tunes.
I figured you would.
I begged Moorhead to have a crooked fiddle tune ensemble, but they would never let me. So I'm gonna start my own.
If you're gonna play a lot of crooked tunes, but also play a lot of straight tunes, you have to have two fiddles?
No.
So you aren't like tuning the fiddle while we're trying to do an interview and stuff like that?
Well, I'm just rude.
We love you.
This is like I had it in cross tuning for that very first fiddle tune we played. That's a kind of obscure tune that Art Stamper used to play. I guess he learned it from his dad, Hiram. And he's one of Kentucky's most beloved fiddlers. He played bluegrass and old-time music, and he just was so incredible. One of my favorite fiddlers of all time. And that's a little tune called Hogfish, and he played it in cross. I like to play it as much as I can, like Art, but still make it my own.
A certified wild man named Darren Hackard, and he was in the bluegrass band at Berea College. He's a good friend of ours, and he was in a band called The Fox Hunt, and you know, we were scouring YouTube and we found this song. We both just immediately fell in love with it, and we decided, even though It doesn't really suit our gender, maybe. We was going to do it anyway.
But it suits us.
It suits us just fine. This is called Please Don't Let Me Be a Lonely Old Man.
Please don't let me be a lonely old man, sitting up drinking coffee in some all-night truck stand. So silent and sorrow, so deathly alone. No wife, no family, no friends, no home. All my young life I've been rambling round. Never saved up no money, never put my roots down. I'm lost at some crossroads, no hope to turn.
I love that story that I read about when you were in Ireland about how some guys said something to the fact that you sang like angels but played like the devil.
Yeah, I love that.
Because a crooked tune, isn't that just the perfect way to describe an old primitive crooked tune? It just sounds so devilish and mean. And
that's the ones we like, too, them high lonesome East Kentucky tunes.
Last 6 months, last year, some changes that have been going on.
Oh gosh, where are we headed? I don't know.
Straight to the ground.
Probably, if we don't change our ways. Like Linda said, when we graduated college, we decided on a whim. Linda was working in the archives at Moorhead. She was Jesse's kind of apprentice or, you know, just under his feet all the time. And I came into the archives. She said, "You want to go to Ireland when we get done with all this?" And I said, "Yeah, I do." And that was it. That was like, you know, and then I kept coming to her and I was like, okay, how do we do this? Because we went to Jamaica together too, and Linda says she's going to do it, and then she does it. So I'm just kind of the one that's like, yeah, let's do it. You know, I'm her little cheerleader behind the way. I'm like, yeah, we're going to do this. We're going to go to Ireland.
Was the Jamaica thing just a sun and fun thing, or was there actually an audience for your music
there?
We
went with the university, actually. We went and we did like kind of like mission work, basically. We did some rebuilding of a community center and just did some general work there. And then we actually had the opportunity, the two of us and Ruth McLean Smith's son Roger, he was with us. We got to play for the Governor General of Jamaica. We got to play some Kentucky tunes for him.
Oh, so you didn't
do sweltering heat.
You didn't do like reggae versions of
No,
old-time
we tried.
Tunes, right?
We backed some guys up who were beatboxing and rapping in Ireland. We played at an open mic night because there was a sign on the door that said, sing for your pint. And we were like, okay, yeah, we can do that. No problem. So we went in there and we did our two or three little songs. And this guy came up to me and he said, that was great. That was wonderful. I'm not going to try to do my Irish accent on the radio because it's pretty bad. He came up and he said, that was great. He said, we're going to get up there and do a little thing. Would you mind just kind of playing some stuff behind us? We just said yes. And we didn't ask, like, what kind of music do you do? That never crossed our mind. We were just like, yeah. It was probably, you know, the pints. And they come up there and they just kind of bombarded us when we were on stage, so we didn't have a chance to run away, even if we wanted to, which we kind of did. But we stood our ground and they came up there and started beatboxing and rapping. And I just looked at Linda and was like, I don't know how to do this. And I said, do you know how to do this? She said, nope. And she started like playing like little bits of Voodoo Child on the fiddle. And I tried to follow her, and it was, I don't know what it sounded
there
like. That's how it went.
Not only is like the hardest thing in the world, I think, that I've ever tried to do is play the fiddle, but to also sing and play the fiddle. But I love it. That's the whole reason I actually picked up the fiddle. I heard Jesse just, you know, mashing. But then I've always wanted to sing, and it's all I've done my whole life. And the fiddle is so close to the voice that it's fun to manipulate it and make it one. There's a tune on our record that we learned from the Traveling Snakes. That's Brett Ratliff and John Haywood, and they learned it from Roscoe Holcomb. We kind of made it our own. And we went into the studio, and I was singing and playing the fiddle. And Ricky was like, well, can you play the fiddle and like then we'll like overdub the singing? And we're like, nope, can't do it. We've never done that ever. Because when I pick up something to play and sing, that's how we do it. I don't know why we do it like that, but that's how we do it. This is one of the tunes that I would like to put on a record at some point. This is a tune we learned from Hazel and Alice.
Well, try to be the kind of woman you wanted me to be. It's not your fault that I tried to be what I thought you wanted to see. Smiling face, shining hair, clothes that I thought you'd like me to wear. Made to please and not to tease, it's a custom-made woman blues. Yeah, I tried of woman you wanted me to be, and it's not your fault that I tried to be what I thought you wanted me to be. Loving thoughts, gentle hands, all guaranteed to keep a hold of your man. Made to please and not to tease, it's a custom-made woman blues. You wanted me to be. Is it true you want someone who knows how to think and do on her own? Lord, it's hard to realize the lessons I learned so young were nothing but lies. Made to please and not to tease, it's a custom-made woman blues. Made to please and not to tease, it's a custom-made woman.
This next tune, like Linda said, we went to school in Moorhead, and there's a female powerhouse duo there known as Carly Dawn and Lil Sari. I think they were pretty influential in kind of shaping the tunes we picked, and just shaping our playing and just being our friends. So this was a tune that that we learned from Miss Carly Dawn and Clack Mountain String Band, who was also critical in us deciding that we wanted to play hillbilly music.
Sick and I can't go, sick and I can't go, boy, sick and I can't go. True love, I'm making good time.
Making good time, boys, making good time.
Happy I do feel, happy I do feel, boys, happy I do feel.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with the Local Honeys, recorded live from the Performance Hall and Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with the Local Honeys after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.
If the ladies were blackbirds, if the ladies were thrushes, I'd lie there for hours in the chilly cold marshes. If the women
welcome back. Tonight, we're with the Local Honeys, recorded live from the Performance Hall and Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
Sorrow runs deep. if the ladies were thrushes. I'd lie there for hours in the chilly cold marshes. If the women were squirrels, them high bushy tails, I'd fill up my shotgun with rock salt nails. I'd fill up my shotgun with rock salt and nails.
Thank you.
Song by Larry Webster. He's an attorney in Pike County and a
all-around wild man.
Certified wild man.
And I have this hunch that you learned more in Ireland than your state song.
Well, we learned how to drink beer, I guess. We thought we knew
how to do that.
Did you actually have beer there unlike any beer you'd ever had?
Beer's beer. Cheap beer's the best. One of the weirdest things that happened over there, not weird, wild, whatever, you know, we actually ran into some friends from the States. Anna Roberts Gavalt, who is an amazing fiddler, singer, all-around musicians, her and her Elizabeth Laprelle. They are together, Anna Elizabeth. Her Elizabeth.
And Anna and Elizabeth have been here on Red Barn.
Oh, yeah. They do the crankies. We ran into her over there. She introduced us to some great friends over there. We ran into Raina Gellert, who is also an amazing, phenomenal fiddler. And we ran into them because we kept hearing, go to the cobblestone. You got to go to the cobblestone. Go to the cobblestone. We were like, all right, we'll try to find it.
What's cobblestone?
It was a pub. It was just a pub, and it was like kind of a historic, legendary kind of pub. Finding that place was kind of difficult because I don't know if you've ever seen like real Irish, the Irish language written out, but that's what they have the street signs in. You know, it says, I don't know, Broadway. It was insane to us. But luckily, then they had like the English spelling and little bitty letters right underneath it.
Was that everywhere or just like in the historic parts of town?
Oh, no, it was everywhere. That was everywhere. We finally found this place. We run into Raina Gellert there, didn't have any idea she was there. And it was an old-time jam. And I don't mean just like, you know, these Irish musicians who thought that they were playing American old-time. These were guys who were very steeped in American old-time string band music. And they were playing Kentucky tunes. We walked in and Raina's husband, Jeff, he hollered and said, Montana from Kentucky. They came up and there was a man there who ended up being one of our favorite souls on this earth, Ron Kane. And he said, I'm from Montana and I play Kentucky tunes. And I was like, oh my God, we were destined to meet each other and fall in love.
Well, I don't want no babies to kiss or cradle or hide. But I'd sure take your loving, if even for one night. Oh, my darling, my own sweet darling, how would you like to ride? Farewell to solo, we'll sing as a duo, as lovers down the main line.
Guys who were into Kentucky music, I mean, were they like, we know this Fraley tune or this Stamper tune?
Yeah, they knew what county it was from. We got to nerd out with these guys every week, every Saturday from like 4 to 7 p.m. It didn't matter what else. I mean, there's always stuff going on the weekends, but we were like, no, we have to go sit for 3 hours and jam with these old men and talk about fiddle tunes. And we did it. From the first week that we found that place, we went and saw them every week. And they were great. We got to share a lot of tunes with them.
That is so fantastic. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
After having done this one Ireland trip, which just sounded so magical, and are you all thinking time to go back?
Yeah, any time is a good time to go back, really. Well, she lived up the road just a mile or two. Kept her nose clean and the dirt off her shoes. Well, she never let on all secrets she kept, like where she'd been while her husband slept. Now Frieda, she knew what the people would say, but the people she knew didn't live with her pay. So she worked as a lady with her own free rights, keeping the company of a man by night. Oh, Frieda, don't you worry, a time will come when you don't hang your head at the deeds you've done. Oh, Frieda, hang on, just you wait for it. They'll call the house when the money hits. She hit the road and she started the car. That old wreck wouldn't take her too far. Just a piece of the way she would surely find a lonely man with an absent wife. When she found the park that Coupe de Ville, she found herself in Beattyville. She told herself to play calm while love she may go off like a bomb. Oh, Frieda, don't you worry, time will come. You don't hang your head at the deeds you've done. Oh, Frieda, hang on, just you wait for it. They'll call the house when the money hits. Now Frieda'd been a dancer for a spell, but her back was shot and her knees had gone to hell. She wished she could find work that was honest, instead of digging after dollars in a dirty man's pocket. Now her looks were gone, but she still worked. She'd show her man how much she's worth. She said, by God, I'll tell you yet what a woman will do for her own paycheck. Oh, Frieda, don't you worry, a time will come when you don't hang your head at the deeds you've done. Oh, Frieda, hang on, just you wait for it. They'll call the house when the money hits. You'll love for free when the money hits.
Having chosen some tunes that were sort of old-timey tunes that maybe were having from stuff you got from the archives and things like that, but then there's also a lot of stuff you all wrote yourself.
Everybody that has listened to the record, we've only got like reviews that we've been really proud of. Thankfully. Even people have commented on the packaging. They're like, this was so well thought out. They were like, you arranged this entire thing. You played, you wrote a lot of the tunes for it. You wrote all the liner notes, because we're huge dorks and we love liner notes. And whenever people don't put them in there, like, we're like, why did they not take the time to tell us why they love this song or anything about it? And we love to tell stories, obviously.
We couldn't make a huge packet, like, you know, how we really wanted to do, like from the field recordings, you know, that kind of stuff, but maybe one
textbook.
Day. Yeah.
The front packaging, that was some artwork done by John Haywood, who's one of our favorite artists across the board of all mediums. He's a great oil acrylic artist, and he's also one of the best banjo players in the state of Kentucky. And Montana is his new apprentice. He also does tattoo work, so he kind of made it look like one of his tattoos. It's reminiscent of the Kentucky flag. We wanted it to, you know, not be hokey and look exactly like the flag.
I'm Daniel Boone in that depiction.
Yeah. The title is Little Girls Acting Like Men. As you can see, that would be the United We Stand, Divided We Fall. It has the golden rod and everything around it. And so that was kind of our basis. We wanted to use, like, we're proud Kentuckians. We're really proud of where we're from. And so we wanted to make our first record depict that. So a lot of these are tunes that we learned from living in late fiddlers, banjo players, songsters, storytellers, whomever. And then there's about four tracks that are all original material. There's two songs written by each of us. I wrote Cigarette Trees and I Love You Charlene. And Montana wrote Little Girls Acting Like Men, the title track, and The Baitable Bomber, Frieda. Then we have our Hairs on the Mountain from Ireland. So it's kind of a unique conglomerate of what we've been up to the last few years. Some of our favorite tunes in this world.
The sun shines bright on my old Kentucky home. Tis summer, the people are gay. The corn tops ripe and the men
birds make music all the day. The young folks roll on the little cabin floor, all merry, all happy and bright. By and by hard times comes a knocking at the door. My old Kentucky home, good night. Weep no more, my lady. Oh, weep no more today. We will sing one song for my old Kentucky home. My old Kentucky home far away.
I wrote a song about strip mining. I wrote a song about suicide. Montana wrote about, you know, the ways of women in this world and how you have to act tough sometimes, or why you act tough, because maybe you've been beaten down. Maybe you've been like the only woman in whatever you're in. I've always been the only girl in almost every music class I have ever taken. Hmm. And that's hard. You'd think it would be like real fun. It's not most of the time. It can be very tough. So sometimes you have to put on that hard outer shell. We realize that we do sometimes, and not necessarily meaning to. So the running theme of being little girls and doing the things that we do, because we've seen that's the way men seem to act tough. And we're playing hard drive and fiddle tunes on this record. You don't really think of like little girls, like playing like right there, hitting the wall, hard driving fiddle tunes. And we want to help people know that, yes, women do that. And we're proud that we get to study this music and keep continuing to learn from some of the best players in the state.
It's funny too, because since this album came out, we played at Mountain Music Empire School. We had no idea what we were getting ourselves into, which is kind of like most gigs that we show up to. It was amazing to me, like how many little girls actually did come up to us. Just this weekend, the little girl from Scotland came to our gig and was singing the words to every song. She'd had that album a week, and she knew all the words. And she told us, she was like, I want to be in your band so bad. And she was a fiddle player. And I made a little speech at the Mountain Music Empire, and I was like, I see a lot of girls in the audience, and I'm glad to see that. And you girls can do anything you want to do. It was very, like, girl power kind of thing. I was like, it's astounding to me that, you know, we have this, we kind of put off this tough thing, maybe, and we still are. I hope we're an inspiration to little girls.
I was born in Dixie in the boomer shack, just a little shanty by the railroad track. The humming of the drivers was my lullaby. The freight train whistle taught me how to cry. I got the freight train. I got them in the back. Lottie, Lottie, guess I'm never gonna lose them freight train blues. I know I'm old enough to quit my running around. I've tried a thousand times more to settle down. The only thing that makes me want to navigate is a wildcat whistle on that southbound. I got the freight train blues. Lottie, 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 I've got them in the bottom of my shoes. When the sun blows, I gotta go. Lottie, Lottie, guess I'm never gonna lose them freight train. The only daughter of this brave engineer. My sweetie was a brakesman, and that ain't no joke. It's a shame the way I keep a good man broke. I got the freight train blues. Lottie, 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 I got them in the bottom of my shoe. When the whistle blows, I gotta go. Lottie, Lottie, guess I'm never gonna lose them freight train blues. Ba 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 da 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 da.
Well, I'd like to thank our guests, the Local Honeys, for being with us here tonight on Red Barn Radio. We thank our volunteers for their help with our Red Barn Radio production each week, Cheryl Renfro, Adam Schoedinger, Kate Heinonen, and Dave Kelleher. We also thank those of you listening to our webcast and those listening to us on the Red Barn network of stations. Of course, you folks, the members of our studio audience, so great to have you all here tonight. Thank you for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio, which strives to present, promote, and preserve the rich musical tradition of this Kentucky region and the South. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. I hope we're going to get you guys to do one more tune for us. Could you? All right. Thank you, Local Honeys, for being with us on Red Barn Radio. Local Honeys.
AccuPrint is Red Barn Radio's print provider. They're known for their quality printing here in Central Kentucky for over 34 years. Choose AccuPrint for all of your printing and promotional needs. For more information, AccuPrint is on the web, accuprint.us. We'd like to thank Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain for supplying food each week for our musical guests and volunteers. Chef Greg Scott and Sims Pizzeria and Ice Cream Parlor is located just minutes from Lexington in historic Wilmore, Kentucky. For more information, see Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain on Facebook. The Bourbon Barrel Guitar Company and their master craftsman Mike Mankel, who creates amazing artistic and functionally superior electric guitars from reclaimed bourbon barrels. Mike's on Facebook and also on the web at bourbonbarrelguitar.com. The Twisted Cork, Lexington's only drive-through full-service liquor store and bar. They feature craft beer, wine, and all your favorites. The Twisted Cork has live music Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday nights and hosts the Red Barn Radio Open Mic every Sunday evening. Located at Partner Place, just off Clay's Mill Road. For more information, they're on the web at twistedcorklex.com. Room 17 Productions, a nonprofit organization telling the story of Professor Emeritus Sarah Holroyd and promoting music education through oral history, preservation, and live performance. For more information, Room 17 Productions is on the web at room17productions.com. The rest is history. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is Red Barn Radio's guest accommodation partner, providing hotel accommodations for our musical guests. Located in the heart of bluegrass, horse, and bourbon country, the Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky. Get our Red Barn Radio app by downloading Omveria in your app store. The Red Barn Radio app is powered by Omveria. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. Red Barn Radio's line producer and booking manager is Warren Cobb. We also thank our volunteers. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find performance dates and times at redbarnradio.com. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of the Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of VisitLex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, VisitLex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.